How much difference do you think it made for Miles to start with a three-run lead rather than pitching from behind as he has the last three or four starts when he's given up some big innings?
Makes a difference for everybody, you know, maybe a little more aggressive. I think Miles has pitched pretty similarly regardless. You know, he got down four the other day and threw a clean fourth and fifth up there. But, you know, it's always nice to get staked to that three-run lead, and thought he pitched really good. You know, the consistency we talked about of all his pitches were working, curveball was good. Light outs on his fastball on the ground a lot. So, positive outing. Did a great job pitching from the lead.
Did you see him changing speeds as well as he has maybe this year?
Yeah, I think that's accurate, Commish. You know, curveball was really good. He got one up to Frazier, but otherwise really, really good curveball. Okay, his fastball threw in effectively, which I always love when Miles does that and all our guys. So, you know, he pitched really well, changed speeds, in and out, up and down, threw strikes. Nice job by Miles.
Well, lately you found that there's going to be some help for Wainwright, it looks like, down the stretch here. Lester's pitched well, Happ has pitched well, Miles has pitched well, Whitford's been all right, you know. Now that one guy won't be able to do this for you, right?
No, I mean, we said it for a long time. You know, we needed the it's been clear. We've gone through phases where we've got really good starting pitching, and we've coincidentally, not necessarily, but we've played well. You know, we've got the offense to go in concert with the pitching. So, yeah, starting pitching has been good. It sets the tone, and got to swing the bats, doing it together, and, you know, playing the other parts of the game cleanly as well. Defensively, you know, Sosa made a nut. Really terrific play on Hosmer and you know, nice play by Nolan on Tatis for sure in the sixth. So, yeah, that starting pitch has been huge.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Rob Raines.
Obviously a big night for Dylan tonight. What have you kind of seen as he goes down the stretch and the difference between him maybe this year at this time of the season and what you saw from him a year ago at this time?
Well, I thought this time last year he played well too, Rob.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he
played well. But just didn't have the fans in the stands. He just didn't have the whole full effect of being in a pennant race, you know, really.
Well, I mean, you know, we didn't have the fans. We were in a pennant race. We were scratching and clawing and got in there. So I do understand the question. But Dylan's a guy that I've observed since the first day of big league camp, first game especially, that just went about his business, goes and plays, and doesn't make situations too much bigger than they are. He likes to play, good player, continues to get better. You know, obviously two big swings from both sides of the plate tonight. But I think he's enjoying and appreciates, which most good players do, playing in moments that matter.
Jeff Jones.
Mike, Commish asked you about watching Miles change speeds. I wanted to ask you if you were witness to any of the herbal remedies that he told us about. He said there was some saging perhaps involved in this clubhouse as well as maybe some minor league clubhouses, or if you were aware of his methods there to get his head right.
Whatever it takes, man. I'm not aware of his methodology, but, you know, Miles is his own guy, and I respect the way he goes about it, but I'm not aware of his methodologies. As he throws a lot of quality strikes, I'm supportive of whatever he does within reason.
Within reason is a good caveat, I guess. When you kind of look back on that trip to New York, winning definitely helps, but a couple guys tonight mentioned that they felt like that was a trip where as a team they felt things kind of come together, whether it was just the aspect of being together. Obviously, again, the winning does a lot for that, but did you notice that? You maybe feel something maybe click just a little bit with that trip that you guys can build off of here?
I think, yes. I mean, the group was all, you know, I always talk about being together, getting after it. I feel like this group's grown closer as the season's gone and gotten closer. And I've seen that take place more recently. But definitely to your point, Jeff, saw the trip in New York. You know, we had went in there and fought our tails off. But everybody was great energy, on point. Everybody into the competition, regardless of their role. And, you know, of course, they had the wild one on Tuesday. That, you know, once you get a lot of contributions from a lot of guys and everybody feels like they're chipping, putting their piece in, that helps as well. But yeah, I can see and feel that.
to carry it through an off day and to see a game played tonight that looked a lot like the way you played those games there, that just reinforced the impact that that's, you know, that was what the team ought to be, what it looks like when you guys are going the right direction.
Correct. It reinforces the, that's how we play. You know, that's how we play the game. That's how we compete together. That's how we see the game. That's how we, regardless of circumstance, get after it. It's definitely been on display.
Zach Silver?
Mike, I know you talked a lot about some of the young guys, you know, doing their work and reaching out to older guys and guys who've been through this before. But for Dylan, I mean, he told us a lot about how he sits next to Nolan in the clubhouse, how he sort of soaks up as much as he can. How much his off-field work allows him to sort of do what he does on the field, where he's able to just sort of be cool at the plate in these sort of situations, these games? How much have you just gleaned from him being able to soak in as much as he can over the course of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I observe. You know, I've talked about the residual value of experienced players. We have a lot of them that have it. Having that experience, being able to share it appropriately is two different things. We're blessed to have a group of guys that are willing to do that. You know, Yachty, obviously, Wayno, Goldie, you know, Andrew Miller in the bullpen's a tremendous resource. But, you know, Nolan and DC, that's a big one. You know, Nolan's been able to help shepherd him, talk to him, have a, you know, what looks to be a healthy relationship. I don't get in their, you know, their business a whole lot, but, you know, you watch and you see him talking and communicating. And, you know, I've seen that with Dylan. It's one of the great traits I've seen with him. You know, a lot of younger players, Eddie has been really good with that. Jack has been an example for sure. So these guys are smart enough to take advantage of other people's experiences and grow and learn and bounce things off. And that's a very healthy thing, but I'm glad that guys like Nolan step up and appreciate the value that they have and the high baseball IQ they have to share with the group and how to go about things in the right way.
For Dylan tonight, I mean, to homer from each side of the plate over the course of the season, he's played each outfield spot. I mean, just how impressive has he been just in his flexibility? He's still only 22 doing, you know, his first full season. How just much has he been able to sort of not really let anything just keep him steady and just be this calm presence that we've seen him over the course of the year?
Yeah, I alluded to it earlier. He's just a guy that goes and plays and doesn't make situations bigger than they are. He wants to show up and compete and in steady mindset, you know, works hard, prepares well, is understand how to even improve in those areas, which is really impressive based on his age. But, you know, some guys just more mature at a younger age than others and more even keel and Dylan, you know, shown that ability to be that kind of guy early on. And it's a great trait, couples with a great ability.
Ben Fredrickson.
Like, this is not the first time you guys have won six games in a row. So I ask this with respect of you guys are playing well at different points of the season, but do you think this is the best you guys have played consistently for a while when you throw in the magnitude of these games? The best you guys have played all season?
I can agree with that. I mean, we've really played a lot of good baseball. We've been able to put the offense and the pitching together. So that part I would say yes to. You know, how your wins is for the baseball. You know, look at clean baseball, but I can't argue the fact that the offense has been, or ignore the fact that the offense has been a big part of what we've been able to do. We added on tonight, taking good swings, relentless, staying hungry, and the pitching in concert with that has been really good. So I can support what you're saying. Yes.
How significant? We've talked a lot about New York, but how significant were those two games you guys took back from the Dodgers to split that series?
Yeah, I think that's a excellent point. You know, they got the first two from us and we went out and you know, Wayno got the game three and then we scratched and called and fought and got that next one. And so, you know, kind of started us on our way, but, you know, turned out to be, they're all big, but that was a nice couple wins for sure against a, you know, clearly a good club.
Jeff Sanders, San Diego Union Tribune.
Hey, Mike, you know what the Padres are capable of. They came back on you last year in the playoffs. They swept you earlier this year. They were feeling good coming out of San Francisco. How important was it for you guys to come in here and whatever there is, you know, to do with momentum, to take the first one, you know, to kind of get that back on your side?
Yeah, it's important to get that first one. You know, we talked before the game about, you know, respecting of our opponent. And we obviously can prepare for them, aware of them. But ultimately, it's how we play. And you know, it's how we execute. And Tonight, Miles was really good, controlled counts, executed, made a lot of quality pitches. Bullpen was good. Matt came in, got his guy, and, you know, Garsh picked him up. And, you know, Cabby did a nice job coming in to finish off A-Ray's inning, who did a nice job as well. And Whitley brought it home, and then we swung the bats and played good defense. So, you know, we throw strikes and make plays on defense and execute our offense. You know, we'll take that regardless of opponent. That's what we can control.
Okay, we'll wrap up with Katie Wu.
Mike, real quickly, we've talked about the bullpen a lot this year. As you go down these final 2 weeks in the most pivotal stretch, how important is it for the relievers to have momentum as well?
Yeah, it's always important for everybody to have the momentum. But, yeah, the relievers are important as well. I mean, our bullpen has been pretty doggone good this year, you know, and not perfect. You show me a bullpen is close to it, and I like to see it. This has been pretty darn good, and, you know, we've added some key parts that have been good for us over a while now, and Barwin and Garcia, and, you know, Whitley was sharp again tonight. So, you know, it's going to be important as guys are ready to go and get their outs.